Hey everyone, today's episode is all about dynamic stretches, and I have a special video just for you. If you visit today's show notes at remixmyfitness.com, you will be able to see a video that I made just for you, 5 minutes, 5 seconds, a full body dynamic stretch that you can do before your next workout. So go visit remixmyfitness.com to get access to that video, and let's get on with today's show. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where it's all about losing weight, getting strong, and being the fittest and healthiest man that you can be in your 40s and beyond. My name is Jimmy the MC Kim, aka the Kind Intelligent Man, and I am back with another episode today. But before we get into all that stuff, I gotta wish y'all a happy post-Valentine's Day. I got to connect with a lot of people over the weekend, and sounds like some of you fellas over here did the right thing and celebrated early, like on the Friday, the Saturdays, the Sunday, probably the smartest thing that anybody could do. But I don't know, I could be wrong. Maybe, you know, the Valentine's Day was hit on a Monday, so maybe you got a better chance at the restaurants. Maybe less of a lineup. Your guy over here, MC Kim, he lucks out on every Valentine's Day over the last 8 years now. That is, my son is born the day before Valentine's, and we always have a huge celebration. We're usually kind of celebrated out. We already have our drinks. We already had our food. So, yeah. So that's how my Valentine's Days goes. You know, our Valentine's Days, we use that to recover from the aftermath of all that stuff. So today's show is all about dynamic stretches, dynamic warm-ups. I'm a huge proponent of dynamic stretches, dynamic warm-ups. I mean, what a huge adjustment that I had to make when I started training people virtually, just because what people pay attention as much, or they found it boring. And I get it as well, right? Because I'm not there to kind of touch and move them into different places that I want. So sometimes it's just kind of hard to grasp like exactly what to do. But the benefits of doing a dynamic stretch, even if it's shorter, is going to just only up your game when you work out at home, or really, to be honest with you, any kind of physical activity. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure you subscribe to this show, the Remix My Fitness podcast. You can also leave me a comment. You can hit me up. You can tell me what you want to hear on these episodes, on these shows. You can hit me up on the Apple podcast. You can rate me on Spotify. I mean, like, any rating will help get this show a little bit higher, and as we are climbing up the charts little by little every single week. So I appreciate everybody doing that. Of course, you can always hit me up on that social stuff, on that Instagram, on that Facebook. I've been doing Facebook Lives every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So Remix My Fitness. But you know your guy, MC Kim, he likes the old school way. I mean, I am, you know, talking about men in their 40s, so maybe the old school way, which is the email way, which you can always hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. I mean, look, if you search Remix My Fitness, you'll find me. If you search Jimmy Kim, I'm almost there. I think, I know I'm on the first page, but you know who's number one when you search Jimmy Kim? Jimmy Kimmel, out of all people. I mean, the dude doesn't even have, like, the word Kim, but you search it up, Jimmy Kimmel, I shake my fist at you, but I'm coming for you. I'm coming for that number one Jimmy Kim spot. All right. So I did want to answer a listener's question today before we get into dynamic stretches, which is which comes from Jag. Jag is a avid listener. He follows me on the Facebook. I appreciate it, and he holds the attendance record at the Team Remix virtual workouts. For when we first started this during the beginning of the pandemic, he made it out to every single session for, I've been meaning to look this up, but it was at least over a year and I want to say a half. And I've been doing this for now almost, we're hitting almost like 3 years now, doing these virtual workouts. So shout out to Jag, who is an amazing person and was kind enough to even kind of hit me up and let me know that people people listen to the podcast, you know? So he wrote, and I think I said something along the lines of, if you drink your protein shakes, if you and you hit the showers right after your workout, you're doing your body a disservice. So he wrote and he says, hey, that's me. I hit the showers right away. But you don't really talk about why that is not recommended to do. So hitting, like, look, drinking your protein shake and hitting the showers right away, those are all good things to do, okay? Like, as I mentioned in last week's podcast on how to recover like a pro athlete, that those are like things that you can do. But those shouldn't be the only things that you can do, right? Like there's a little bit more that you can do, and I provided a video last week on how to do like your post-workout stretches. And you know, if you can cool your body down just even more, and your body, like after we've done those 30-minute workouts online, you know, I try to jam-pack those workouts as much as I can in those 30 minutes. You want to cool yourself down, and your body at that point is the most pliable. Like your joints are already warm, your muscles are already warmed up. So if you're trying to build and increase your flexibility, you're trying to increase your mobility, then that's the best time. And then once you hit the shower, like you don't really want to do anything else anymore, right? So that's what I mean by don't just hit the shower. Don't just drink the protein shake. There is one more thing that you can do, which is you want to do your post-workout stretches, and you can get access to that video on the Remix My Fitness show notes. That is from last week, how to recover like a pro athlete. So go and check that out. I got it all there. And yeah, people have been sending me some good love on some of their post-workout routine. So instead of talking about the post-workout today, I want to talk about what do you do before you work out. And I kind of already alluded to the fact that I love dynamic stretches. They are an absolute must that you do, because not only does it help you physically to get ready, but it also helps you mentally to get ready to work out. And you know, the basic premise of a good dynamic warm-up is to increase the blood flow of your muscles. It helps to raise your core temperature so that you're not doing it cold, and it enhances your reaction time and improves the range of motion in your joints. So what is a dynamic warm-up? What is a dynamic stretch? And I think it's easier to start off with what it isn't. And the opposite of a dynamic stretch is a static stretch. And it's all within the name again. Static stretches are those long holds, such as, like, you know, when you bend down, you go and you try to touch your toes, and, you know, you're trying to get that stretch in your hamstring. Or like when you put your arm behind your head and you take your hand and you put it over your elbow, like I'm doing right now. Like, and you're holding like one of those any classic like gym holds, high school gym holds that you used to do. I don't know if they still do that now. I hope not. But, you know, any of those classic moves that we used to do before we went running or, you know, lifting weights, you know, those aren't ideal to do before your workout. Now, there's a time and a place that you want to do that. And the best time to do it is your post-workout, when you're finished working out. And that is because your body temperature is already high. So because remember what the goal of a dynamic stretch is. The goal of a dynamic stretch is to loosen yourself up, to build your core temperature, to increase the range of motion. And to do static stretches at the end, they do neither. Those things are there to help you cool down and to end your workout. So moral of the story is, if you walk away with anything here, do not ever do static stretches before you work out. Because think of your muscles and your joints like an elastic band. And if you ever kind of played around with a cold elastic band, or was kind of sitting in a cool place and you try to stretch that elastic band, what happens? There's a high chance that thing's going to snap, or it's just not really that pliable. Our muscles and joints are exactly like that elastic band. It's cold. It's not ready to be moved around. So as I mentioned in the top of the show, that I have a 5-minute and 5-second dynamic stretch video, and you can find that in the show notes to this podcast episode. So go out there. Check it out. I mean, it's on the very first page of the Remix My Fitness website. Really, like, not hard to find. And it is there. And I use this routine all the time. Anybody who's done the virtual class, Jag out there will tell you he has seen it many times. I have seen people before I even get on camera, I see them kind of warming up and doing their thing. They warm up to the same dynamic stretch video that I have for you here, and it warms you up from the top of your body, from our neck, shoulders, chest, shoulders, back, hips, our hamstrings, our legs. It warms you from top to bottom. So go and check that out on the show notes page at remixmyfitness.com. All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of what a dynamic stretch. These things are like very similar to the holds. I mean, we can go and we can do a toe hold. We can go and we can stretch our arms all the way out to the side and we can work a hold that way. But there's a little bit more of a flow. There's a little bit more of a sequence to it. And generally how I like to run the dynamic stretches is I like to start slow. So if I can use one as an example, which would be like I call this one the almost hand claps. And that's in the video that I mentioned at the top of the show here, which is our almost hand claps will start slow. I'll almost come in and touch my hands and I'll spread my arms out and I'll start slow and I'll start to pick up the speed and we'll go faster and faster and faster while maintaining that full range of motion. The same thing can be done with even like a toe touch. I'll slowly come down and touch, see how low I can get to. I'll slowly pull myself up, and then I'll start to just get a little bit faster, being mindful of my breathing, being mindful of my range of motion, being mindful of, of bracing my core as well. So, I start really slow to make sure I hit all those points, all those cues, and then see if I can kind of put it together into a little bit of a faster motion. So that's what dynamic stretches are, and dynamic stretches, dynamic warm-ups. I mean, they kind of go all kind of hand in hand together, right? So, performing a dynamic warm-up, it's necessary. Absolutely 100% necessary to get your blood flowing through your muscles and increase, and I like using this word over here, and people of my virtual workouts have heard this, me say this a few times. It makes me feel kind of smart. One of the few things I've picked up over the years in school, which is synovial fluid. And that is the thing that helps to lubricate your muscles. It's like this thick like liquid that coats you in between your joints. And I often compare this to like the oil for your car, right? You need this fluid to kind of flow through like the little bits and pieces of your car, and it helps to just kind of cushion your body, right? I mean, we're doing squats, we're doing push-ups, we're doing all kinds of things. Like we need that. So why not develop it first? There's no tin can that we can put into an oil tin that we can put into our body. Like, we actually have to get our body to produce it itself. So produce this synovial fluid. Your joints will thank you for it. And for people who have who have the aches and pains, like in the shoulders, the knees, the wrists, the fingers, the hands, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? So get it going. And really, it doesn't take much. Like, the video that I have is like 5 minutes and 5 seconds. And at the end of it, you'll see I break into a little bit of a sweat by just doing it. And that's what we want. We want to be able to break into our sweat. So when do we want to use these dynamic stretches? Just like, should I use them all the time, or should I just use it for certain exercises? You use it all the time. Dynamic stretches can be done all the time. You ask any pro athlete, and you guys all know how I feel about pro athletes. If it's good for a pro athlete, then it's good for us. If you see your favorite superstar doing it, which they all do, you name me one pro athlete that goes out there just cold. That's like, yeah, I'm not gonna shoot any like basketballs. I'm not gonna do any stretches beforehand. I'm not gonna get myself warm before the game, before the fight. Everybody does it. It's so important. Why would you go into it cold? And for your home workouts, your strength training, your weight training, I use it. I use the same routine that I have in the video. That's my morning wake-up routine. Like, literally, I get up and I'm trying to produce this synovial fluid. I'm trying to get myself revved up for the day. I'm exercising throughout the day, and I need something to get me going, to get me charged up. And I'm going to talk about a little bit more why also I do it on the mental side. We can do it for jogging, running on a treadmill, swimming, cycling, sports. You got to do it. So when do you do dynamic stretches? All the time. Like any chance you get. Hey, if you're working at a desk job too, or if you're working at a stand-up job like a barber or a salonist, you got to do it, right? You're in that, you're kind of stuck in that position for long periods of time. You need something to kind of break it up. Dynamic stretches. Do it. It doesn't take very much. 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Go to the show notes. Look, I'm telling you, dynamic stretches, important. So I think we've covered, you know, the importance of why you want to do these dynamic warm-ups, dynamic stretches for our physical well-being. But as I've kind of mentioned, there is like a mental portion to this, which is if you have a solid dynamic warm-up sequence, it gets you mentally prepared to exercise. It builds a routine in your body to let you know that you're ready to train. And if you've been doing a particular dynamic warm-up stretch routine for many years, you know, you kind of almost get into like this like meditative state. You go into this trance, and every time you do this dynamic warm-up, you become more and more and more aware of your body and like its moving parts. And it's which is why like this routine that I do, it's the same routine that I do almost every single time. Like I will add in a couple little nuances. I'll kind of add in a couple of things, maybe depending on the kind of workout we're doing. But it is generally the same. It's generally the same because of this reason. I think it gets you into a routine. And I learned this very early on in my jiu-jitsu school. At our academy, we do almost the same warm-up. And it isn't something fancy. We jog around the gym a few times, and then we do like high knees, and then we do butt kicks, and then after that, we do like a couple drills like hip escapes and, you know, things like that. And me as like a fitness coach, I think to myself, we could do better. We could have a better warm-up routine. Whenever we do it. But I have been doing this same routine before like our jiu-jitsu class probably like 14, 15 years now at the same academy I've been going to. We've been doing it the same. And I'll tell you what, before I go to a tournament, I do that same routine. There's something about it that just gets me into the groove of things, even though I know all these other stuff, and I'll incorporate it, but I'll always incorporate it after I've done like that routine, that like 7 minute routine that we go around, we run in circles, high knees. If I have some room to do some hip escapes, if I have some to do some belly downs, if I have some to do this like frog jumps, and then we do these, they call them Helio Gracie crunches that we do, and like they're just really basic, but it just gets me into that set, almost kind of brings me back into the gym where I'm most familiar with, even though I'm in an unfamiliar setting. So when I have done kettlebell competitions, when I have done obstacle courses, when I've done other things, I will do similar. I will do the same warm-up that I did for training for, which is what I've detailed in the video. So doing it just gets you just like mentally ready to warm up. So we have the physical aspect, gets your body lubed up, gets the blood flowing into your body, helps you with the range of motion. You know, to be honest with you, it helps you the most with building flexibility, with building mobility, not the static stretches. And of course, on the mental level, as I've just talked about, just gets you in the zone to work out, puts you into that right place, that familiar zone that you need, so that it makes you comfortable to be able to lift and do the things that you need to do. So my final word for y'all is having your own dynamic stretch routine will only increase your physical ability. It will only make you better at your workouts. It'll make you more efficient. So go out there and create your own routine. Maybe you do the 5 minute, 5 second warm-up routine that I create, and you think like, man, that's not for me. It's too slow, or it's too fast, or I wish it had this, I wish it had that. You're free to go out and do anything else. Like I mentioned, at jiu-jitsu, knowing what I know, I still like will do that same routine, even though it's relatively basic. Maybe it's jogging on the treadmill for 5 minutes. Maybe it's being on the elliptical for like 7 minutes. Maybe it's about doing like a couple push-ups, a couple sit-ups. If that's what gets you going, that's what gets you going. But you got to build it. You got to do it, right? Those are really just the two parameters that you have. And if you're not sure, hey, you know where I'm going to lead you, right? So that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And if you did, don't forget, subscribe, smash it, not too hard. Leave me a comment. If this is what you wanted to hear, great. Hit me up, let me know. If this is not what you wanted to hear, hey, tell it straight to me. I got thick skin. At least I think so. So test me out. All right? So go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself, and let's keep this fitness thing fun. All right, fellas. Peace.